Katy Country 94 weather.
Whether it's spiders, ants, or other pests making your home or business their own, Schindel Pest Control in Concordia has a pest control program that is right for you. From mice to bed bugs to termites, find a solution that fits your needs and your budget. Schindel offers pest control for both residential and commercial, plus their technicians provide the best customer service possible. Schindel now has the Termidor HP injection system, a state-of-the-art termite treatment to control termites. Visit Schindel Pest Control, 109 West 5th Street in Concordia, or call 243-2554 and let them eliminate those pesky pests.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 80 today under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 48. Slight chance of rain showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 72, a mix of clouds and sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 68 degrees.
If your car needs some TLC from rough road conditions or simply has suffered damage recently, then DeVore Auto Body and Collision in Beloit is the name to know. They can fix up your vehicle and make it look great again. DeVore offers paintless dent repair, 24-hour record service, plus car and truck dent repair, rust repair, to full refinishing. They can also replace your windshield, do chip repairs, spray in bed liners, AC system repair, and recharge and auto repair. Call 534-1982 for a free estimate. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, 700 Brooklyn Avenue in Beloit, giving your vehicle the TLC it needs. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Salina Police Department officers arrested a resident who stopped her vehicle on the runway at Salina Regional Airport on Thursday. At about 6:30 in the morning, an airport employee called the Salina Police Department and reported a silver 2003 Ford F-150 truck stopped on the airstrip after following another employee through a gated area. She drove in behind it and ended up driving onto the runway, said the police captain James Feldman. So when officers made contact, they were on the runway. Feldman said officers spoke with 42-year-old Salina resident Cindy Boomzabeth and later arrested her for trespassing and driving with a revoked driver's license. The incident report did not detail Boomzabeth's reasons for entering the restricted areas of the Salina Regional Airport. U.S. auto safety regulators are investigating complaints that more than 540,000 Ford pickup trucks can abruptly downshift to a lower gear and increase the risk of a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says in documents posted on its website Friday that it opened the investigation this week after receiving 86 consumer complaints about the problem with the truck's automatic transmissions. Investigation documents say the probe covers F-150s from the 2014 model year. The agency is looking into whether those trucks should have been included in previous recalls for the problem. The complaints allege that the trucks can suddenly shift to a lower gear without warning, often the rear wheels locked up, with one consumer telling the agency that his truck downshifted abruptly, causing it to crash into a concrete barrier and another vehicle. Both the pickup driver and the driver of the other vehicle were hurt. The company said it's working with the NHTSA to support the investigation. Ford's F-Series pickups are the top-selling vehicles in the U.S. Certain F-150 pickups from 2011 and 2012 model years were recalled for the same problem back in 2016. Ford later added 213 models to the recall as well. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. Sixth Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations at Concordia Osborne Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. And we do not have any community calendar items to share with you at this time. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, KDCountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
2-1 for Isbell. Struck out his first time. And a ground ball to third base, fielded by Westberg. His throw to first will beat Isbell and will cinch the first shutout of the season. 5-0, the Orioles win it. The game and the series in Kansas City.
Orioles taking 2 out of 3 against the Royals in the weekend series at Kauffman Stadium. We'll have more coming up in this sportscast on Sunday's contest. We'll also look at local sports and results from over the weekend. Also, the schedule for today, the NBA and NHL playoffs beginning as well. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Some results from area athletics on Friday in softball. Beloit getting a sweep over Plainville, 13-0 in the first game, and they took the second game 7-2. Beloit now 10-5 on the season. Track and field on Friday, the Kaiser Relays at Osborne. Osborne was the top girls team in the area in second. Sylvan Lucas third. On the boys team side, Osborne did win the championship as they had 134 points to 79 for Lincoln in second. Individual gold medal winners on the girls side, Cody Hill of Sylvan Lucas in the 400. Also, Osborne's 4x4 and 4x8 teams. Grace William in the shot put for Osborne. Javelin, Gracie Reiner of Osborne taking first place. Lauren Brummett of Lakeside in 5'4", a new school record and personal record for her in the high jump as she took first there. And J.C. Remus of Lakeside taking first in the triple jump as well. Boys individual gold medal winners, Hunter Howell of Osborne in the 100-meter dash, Xavier Miller of Lincoln in the 200-meter and the high jump. Also in the 400, Mason Baker of Thunder Ridge. Johnny Hamel wins both the 800 and 1600 for Osborne. Aiden Conrad of Osborne winning the 3200. Nathan Goheen, the 110-meter hurdles for the Bulldogs. 300-meter hurdles goes to Sam Kendig of Osborne. Osborne also winning the 4x1 and 4x4 relays. And Rock Hills boys took first in the 4x8. Nate Myers won the long jump for Rock Hills, and the triple jump went to Nate Goheen as well for Osborne. Phillipsburg Invitational on Friday. Girls team-wise, Beloit winning by 98 points. They had 213 points over Norton in second with 115. Individual gold medal winners for the Beloit girls, Ashlyn Knight of the 100-meter dash and 200 as well. She was also part of the 4x100-meter relay team as they took first place yet again. 1,600 and 3,200-meter run went to Madison Howland of Smith Center. 100 and 300-meter hurdles, Scarlett Ludwig of Beloit winning both of those. Ashlyn Loomis of Beloit won the pole vault gold. Tatum Seifert took the gold in the shot put and discus for Beloit. Miley Brown winning the long jump for the Lady Trojans, and Sophia Thompson the high jump gold medal. Boys team-wise, Norton and Phillipsburg tied for first. Individual gold medal winners from the area, Gavin Hickert of Smith Center in the 3200. Also, the 4x1 weight relay went to Beloit. Shot put and discus, Eli Johnson of Beloit in first, and Tegan McKenzie of Smith Center won both the triple and long jump. You can find the full results for all those events at ncksports.com. The Kansas State Men Football Association held their annual state powerlifting meet Saturday in Claflin at Central Plains High School. The girls state champion, Clifton Clyde, Wichita County, took home the boys state title as a team. From the area, Thunder Ridge took second place on the girls' side. Individual state champions, Emma DeNuzzo of St. John's, the girls 140 pounds. Ian Christine of Lakeside at 165 on the boys' side, and Joshua Ferguson of Thunder Ridge, 220-pound boys' weight class. You can find the full results from the meet again at ncksports.com. High school sports coming up today. The schedule, the Beloit baseball team is 9-5, 4-2 in the NCAA, hosting 0-12 and 0-6 Republic County. 4 o'clock start time for the doubleheader this afternoon. Also, the Beloit, Concordia, and Smith Center golf teams are all competing at the Concordia Invitational at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, a rough Sunday for the Royals offense. They fell to the Orioles 5-0 at Kauffman Stadium. Orioles got things started off. Back-to-back solo homers from Colton Kowser and Jordan Westberg in the third inning to go up 2-0. They added two more in the sixth, another in the ninth. The Royals had only 5 hits in the loss. Cole Irvin went 6-2 thirds scoreless, giving up just 4 hits in the win for Baltimore. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on the struggles at the plate Sunday.
Yeah, we just had trouble squaring him up. You know, I mean, I'm not sure if he was, you know, I haven't looked at the video, but I'm not sure if he was locating, or sometimes it looks like they were set up in and he threw away, and you know, vice versa. So, you know, give him credit, he spun the breaking ball in there and cut it when we thought he was going to sink it, or vice versa, and we just couldn't barrel him up.
Royals losing 2 of 3 in the weekend series and now 13-9. They stay at home to start a 4-game set with the 12-9 Blue Jays tonight at 6:40. In the pitching matchup, Brady Singer 2-0 with a 1.54 ERA for the Royals against Yusei Kikuchi of the Blue Jays, who's 1-1 with a 2.08 ERA.
Pelicans are out of timeouts. McCollum against Wallace, poked away. 4 seconds. McCollum, the fake, the fire. No, and it's over. Oklahoma City survives and hold on to take game 1 against the Pelicans.
In the final game one of the first weekend of the NBA playoffs, Thunder held off Pelicans 94-92 in OKC Sunday night to take a 1-0 series lead in the West. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had a game-high 28 in the win. Also in the West Sunday, the Clippers won game one 109-97 over the Mavs. Saturday in the West, the Timberwolves cruised to a 120-95 win over the Suns, and the Nuggets beat the Lakers 114-103. Game one's on Saturday in the East. The Cavs beat the Magic 97-83. Knicks over the 76ers 111-104. Sunday in the East, the Celtics, the number one seed, opened with a 114-94 win over the Heat, and the Bucks beat the Pacers 109-94. Three-game twos are on the schedule tonight. Cavaliers host the Magic at 6, 76ers at the Knicks, 6:30 in the East, and the Nuggets take on the Lakers at 9 o'clock in the West. Full look at the NBA playoffs can be found at NBA.com. And finally, in sports, Stanley Cup playoffs also underway in the NHL. Things got started in the East Saturday. Hurricanes beat the Islanders 3-1, the Bruins over the Maple Leafs 5-1. Four games on Sunday in the East. The Panthers opened with a 3-2 win over the Lightning. The Rangers beat the Capitals 3-1. And in the West, the Jets won a shootout 7-6 over the Avalanche. And the Canucks opened with a 4-2 win over the Predators. Tonight in the East, there are two game twos. The Bruins hosting the Maple Leafs at 6. The Islanders at the Hurricanes at 6:30. In the West, two more game ones take place. The Stars open with the Golden Knights at 8:30. And the Oilers welcome the Kings at 9 o'clock. Full coverage at NHL.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinas.